Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair!
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So, shut the fuck up! What's up, you Mexicans or Mexicans? We just got demonetized.
Winning!
Actually, we've already been demonetized beyond reason. Check the links below to help us out to keep this ball rolling. As you can tell, Good Pop showed up today so I can keep you from rolling down that same hill and into the horizontal rot slot, not to be confused with your ex, which is the vertical rot slot. Screen 5. You're gonna get me fucking sued, bro. To all of those lawyers out there watching, I said, your ex, not mine. Too bad for you. But today's safety briefing has to do with terms of manipulation. Or if you were alive in the 80s, terms of endangerment.
Would you like to come in?
I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
Now it goes without saying, women are masters of manipulation. Don't believe me? Just read the Bible. I can imagine 2,000 years ago, those guys who wrote the Bible, like, oh, these women are fucking out of their goddamn minds. They're gonna destroy the earth. Let's warn all the future generations. Did it work? No. And why didn't it work? Well, until the big head overpowers the little head. We're single-digit midgets. Until you're the age of 34, your IQ is the length of your penis. Come on, you remember being young? That thing did all the thinking. It made all kinds of bad decisions, which you fired all over your socks, bedding, and ceiling.
That's disgusting!
Also, another woman can come in and clean it up and tell you how disgusting you are. Thanks, Mom. I can't stop. And during this time, when you're young, dumb, and full of that substance that rhymes with dumb, you are your own worst enemy, and that's why you fall for this bullshit. Calling it out for 15 years, calling out the bullshit, saving lives. And you want to know what's worse? Women know this. They drop out of the box, pre-programmed to grab the joystick and drive you wherever they want. You are a remote control ATM that spits more than just $20 bills.
Honey, I think we need a bigger house.
Nah, this one's fine. Hell, I think we do need a bigger house.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You all do it. You all don't even lie and say, that's not me. You're full of shit. Hence the terms of endangerment. So you better buckle up, because it's going to be one hell of a rumpy, pumpy, bumpy ride. Yeah. Now, to be fair. Now, back in the day when women were actual ladies and not 304s, they did not need all of this psychological warfare to get their hands on your cock wallet. They think if they tug on that enough, they'll get free dinners, food, vacations, and occasionally actual bazooka juice. Before this thing called modernity, women, all they had to do was be feminine. They would manipulate you, but you'd actually get something out of the deal. Because they had to show you that they were more than just a set of holes. They used to be able to give a man peace by making sure the home was in order. Because let's face it, A man doesn't want to fight a rash of fucking battles out there and then come home to his castle to fight yet another goddamn battle with a harpy wife. Unfortunately, times they be a-changing. Men have noticed and they are raging.
Your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a fucking prisoner while she keeps my dick in a mason jar under the sink.
Dating, marriage, birth rates, where are they? They're all in the toilet, about to go down the hole. Not to be confused with your glorious place of employment, Screen 5. Let's be honest, ladies. If you keep using all of this shame and blame tactics on men, we all know where this is going.
Stop! Don't touch me there!
So let's go through this list, shall we? We're gonna start with, number one, any sentence that begins with,
I deserve,
or,
I'm a queen,
or,
I come first.
That equals a delusional, selfish bitch. Don't fall for it, gentlemen. Number one, you deserve what you earn. And let's be honest, current year, that's usually a lot less. Secondly, you are not a queen or a princess or even a princess's helper. The closest that you'll ever come to royalty is Burger King because you're fat, Screen 5. Third, I hope you do come first because, you know, that's good manners. Oh, we're not talking about that. Sorry, Evil Pop got in the chair for a second. I had to kick him out. Spoiler alert, ladies. All of us are evil hairless monkeys and selfish to an extent. But men don't walk around going, my needs come first. It sounds stupid.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Number two, and you will see this one a lot on Spinstagram.
I'm looking for a king.
Which implies you're a queen and we've already established you are not. Maybe a queen-size bed because you take the whole thing up except for your cat, Screen 5.
Hi, my name is Erin. I use she, her pronouns, and I am this.
Number three is an algebra equation for misery. Fuck it.
X comes first.
X could mean kids, pets, job. Add whatever you want because it is a variable. And if X is her kids, that also means her ex who already came and then left, Screen 5. He signed the guest book at the Airbnb in white ink, if you know what I mean. He watered the seed that became the Eskimo Brothers family tree. And all the fruit on that tree is low-hanging and Paul Bunyan doesn't want shit to do with it. And neither should you, because if anything comes first in that relationship, guess what? You're driving in the back seat and paying for all of the gas.
Is it just me or is that weird?
In other words, you are riding bitch and she will never scratch your itch. And someone else will be scratching her itch at the 7-year mark, if you know what I mean.
Drop your pants.
I usually pay tens of dollars to hear that.
Numbers 4 and 5 are flip sides of the same coin. And both sides of the coin should be nice because one side you get head, the other side you get tails, but not in this instance. Have you heard these 304s use the phrase emotional intelligence? I have because I pay attention. Is it real? Hell no. But what it describes is...
You can't handle a strong woman because you lack emotional intelligence.
Why? Because you can't manipulate me? But on the flip side, there is emotional availability. A man who is emotionally available has been feminized to a certain extent. He is what I call sock puppet receptive. Please write that down. And we all know what this looks like. It's been running the country for the past 3 years, Screen 5.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Bottom line, these are bullshit buzzwords created to blame and shame you into compliance. Be the man that you are and don't fall for this bullshit. Women claim they want a man who's emotionally available, but... whenever they find one, they cheat on him, which is the ultimate disrespect. Ironically, that is also the ultimate emasculation. Kind of stupid if you want that masculine man who also cries who will eventually become the cuck.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
And number six, and I wish I had some booze for this one.
I'm an amazing woman.
All right, baby, I know you're 300 pounds, but did the baker run out of humble pie? Screen five.
Sheer fucking hubris.
Newsflash, lady. You do not get to dictate or dictaste how other people view you. We have 500-pound swamp donkeys running around claiming they are the beauty standard. And the ladies who use these phrases on the regular back them up. Until you say they're pretty like Lizzo. And then they pop off and go nuclear, kind of like their last client at the glory hole. It's half the helping of Oh Baby and three times How Dare You.
How dare you?
Lucky number seven. And nice guys out there, you will hear this all the time.
I had my fun.
Please. Tell me you're a communal fleshlight without actually saying you're a communal fleshlight. Go ahead. Or?
Yeah, I had a whole phase, but that's behind me now.
They're in front of you, behind you, on top of you, sometimes below you, all at once. Dunch, dunch, dunch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, your helmet is so big.
Dudes, do not play swords at the urinal, and don't play swords in the urinal, screen five. Bottom line, you're gonna have to work five times as hard for what Chad got on the first date. And somehow, in their twisted mindset, that is gonna make you feel special, right?
Wrong!
Ladies, let's just get this straight. You have it completely backwards. If you spread your legs for everyone except me, that kind of makes me the simp. But spread your legs for only me, then perhaps I am special. Then perhaps you are worth the time, effort, and resources, and maybe my life. Stop expecting dudes to pay full price for a free sample. Moving on.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
You're strong and independent as long as you have the government parachute and another man's paychecks. When a woman looks you in the face and says, I am strong and independent, what she's really saying is,
I'm bitchy and combative.
You don't need that in your life, gentlemen. I got a newsflash for you. Buying your own car, paying your own bills, buying your own house, that is adulting 101. It doesn't make you strong and independent, it makes you ordinary. I know you hate that. And ordinary people, they're not queens! If the homeless dude on the corner is wearing a Burger King crown, are you gonna say, Your Majesty? Probably not. This bullshit culture of self-identification is making my penis soft, Space Ghost is on.
There's something wrong with my brain?
Oh yeah.
Number nine, and this is one of my personal favorites because I've heard it many, many times.
Real men do X.
I've had women look me in the face and tell me I wasn't a real man because I didn't do some type of service for a woman. Bitch, I jumped into fucking combat while they were shooting at me. That's about as manly as it gets right there. According to the modern wha-man, a real man is nothing more than a servant. And that's hilarious coming from a group of people who can't even identify what a woman is, screen five. Because according to these chuckleheads, real men can have babies, right?
The ultimate woman is a man.
You know, if you keep sending reality to voicemail, it's just a matter of time before it kicks your door in. And it's gonna sneak upstairs and kill you in your sleep as you're counting non-binary sheep. Number 10, and you will hear this when accountability comes a-knocking.
I was PMSing, let it go.
Sorry, ladies, but the phrase, I was PMSing, is not a free ticket to ruin lives. Women have actually avoided prison by using this defense, and I wish I was making this up. We can all agree this is stupid, but there are women out there who defend it. So all of those ladies, riddle me this. Would you vote not guilty at a struggle trial because the man claimed he was just horny? Probably not, but if you didn't have double standards, we'd have no standards at all.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Do you like it?
I do. I love it. I think it's great.
Number 11 kind of refers to number 9. You know, 9/11. Perhaps this really is an emergency. And failing that, it's definitely a conspiracy. This is the Tower 7 of terms of endangerment.
A good man, ...
is a slave and would allow you to get away with it. But these are the dudes that were invisible for the 20 years where you rode every single float in the P-Nice Parade, Screen 5. I'm gonna give you a real piece of simple advice for calling this one out. And this should always be in your mind when anyone tells you anything, including me, consider the source. If she knew what a real man and a good man was, she would not be single at 35. With or without kids, it doesn't matter. No matter how you look at this, this is a woman who wants Ferrari prices for a Crash Up Derby driver. She has no hood and trunk anymore. It's all just been beaten in the middle. She's been cock accordion.
I know. That's why I call the hooker.
Did you guys just hear that? It's the sound of boxed wine being poured into a wine glass.
Where?
Whiskers and wine, love divine. She's got her cat, but she's running blind.
Number 12, and that's how old you sound when you say this.
I know my worth.
But of course you do. These are women who give away everything a man finds valuable willy-nilly. But once the phone stops ringing, then they suddenly discover their worth. And they're not gonna lower their standards for anyone, right? Said the woman in Box Wine and Callahan. Any woman who uses this phrase is nothing more than a third string dude. These are the women who think marriage is slavery. But I'm gonna go work for the dude who will slave me to death, pay me shit, and then lay me off or fire me at will. Also, I could pay taxes to the patriarchy that I claim is oppressing me. And every November, I'm going to vote for the government that makes that patriarchy bigger because of, I don't know, reasons and vagina. This kind of stupidity used to be limited to the freaks at the circus, and now it's on full display 24/7, 365. And here's the kicker. It's so stupid. Men are actually paying money for this craziness. And here's the biggest kicker of them all. It's usually married men. You can't make this shit up. That's why we call the show Redonkulous. Speaking of paid favors, we're gonna hit the next one. This is number 13.
I'm looking for a sugar daddy.
So you're trading your veg for resources, kind of like every other woman in your life, Screen 5.
How dare you?
But to be fair. At least you're being upfront about it, and I can kind of respect that. Kind of about that. That much. At the end of the day, you're still the resource leech who can't take care of herself, who thinks she's strong and independent, and the world owes you something, which it doesn't! We've covered this earlier. You deserve what you earn. Caveat here. Through hard work. We're not talking about throbbing work. We're talking about work that is actually a craft. Taking selfies of your butthole and putting it on the internet. Sorry to say, it's not a job.
So get a job, Sparkling Wiggle.
Get a job, Falcon.
Oh. If you are being paid for stuff you do in private, it's not really a job. You might be thinking it doesn't count if it's OF, but OF is the new digital street corner, ladies. Sorry. No, not really. No. Can't do it. Speaking of opposite day, number 14.
my lived truth.
There is no such thing as your truth. That is part of the self-identification culture, which is poisoning our entire society and, dare I say, the Western world. It's ironic, these are the same people who will say religion is trying to control your thoughts and language and behavior. Yeah. Everyone is entitled to an opinion. They're kind of like assholes, and hopefully you're not using yours against its design parameters. But you do not have the right to weaponize your opinion to puppeteer everyone else. And if you don't like that, too bad, so sad. To fuck around, that's human. To find out, that's divine. So go ahead, keep pushing your lived truth on a population who are sick and tired of that bullshit, and we'll just see what happens. What could go wrong? Last but not least, and this one comes from the whore Iscope crowd.
I manifest my wants. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
No, you don't. Drizzle, drizzle. Life is not a replicator on Star Trek. If it was, this bar would be full of alcohol that doesn't make me fat. Space Ghost is on. My liver and I, we're finally back on speaking terms after 15 years of abuse and neglect. I'm so sorry. Ladies, do me a favor. Wish in one hand and then take a steaming dump in the other and tell me which one filled up first. This next word gives the entire game away. You want a man to fest all of your wants and needs in exchange for what's in both of your hands, wishes and shit. Because modern women in current year, they gloat about not having to cook or clean or wash children or bring peace to their man. Without those to help me deal with all of this shit here, you know where you're going, right?
Stop. Don't touch me there.
But at the end of the day, women and accountability, they boil down to a simple Venn diagram. Ordinarily, in a Venn diagram, you have circles that overlap. But when you're dealing with women and accountability, it kind of looks like this. And the reason those two circles never intersect is because inside each circle is a smaller circle known as tits. Men are stupid, and we let you get away with all this bullshit because of tits. I have never hidden the fact that I love tits. Call me a pig, whatever. I don't care. Though it is ironic that you call me a pig and I'm a retired hog slayer. Who knew? So you see the dilemma here, dudes, right? To dudes over 34, this is a no-brainer. But the dudes that are still out there in the dating pool are young, dumb, and full of stuff that rhymes with dumb. So share this video with them and you can help us save another life. Countless dudes are self-evicting themselves from their meat suits because of all of this bullshit and the manipulation that goes with it. And women wonder why less than 6 out of 1,000 are getting married today. Until you start seeing these two circles come together, tits, that's how it's gonna stay. Why do you think we like to push them together when they're on top? I think it went out of bounds. Space Ghost is on. This is like the wild card for leniency.
Yeah.
I was PMSing. And we're all like, okay. But if a dude flips out because he's high on testosterone and he punches a hole in his own wall at home, they will still take him to jail, even though it's his own property. I own the house. I can destroy it if I want.